Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Stowing away the time. Are you gathering up the tea?
Have you had enough of mine? Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Little Steely Dan bringing us Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Peter Meyer. MeyerGroup.com, is that right, Peter? That's one of the websites, MeyerGroup.com.
You got it.
So check that out, and they can find all the things you're writing these days there, as well as how to buy the books and everything, more about the books.
Sure.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
How to use your consulting services and all that at MeyerGroup.com. You want anything else you'd like to say about
it? Nowadays, it's more of a library than it is of a selling tool.
Right.
So I simply turn into a place where you can come get good information.
All right, so check that out, folks. I promise you, I said earlier, you'll get smarter when you hang out with Peter. All right, so we're talking about branding. We're talking about not only the natural state of people, of human beings, to want to deal with authentic people. I don't think that's ever changed. I just think in the 21st century, it's becoming more evident that authentic trust is a trust. I said in my book, Peter, that trust was there at the moment of the first market, a proto market. Trust, and it's still there in the market now. And I believe its trust is becoming even more valued. It's the value of trust is increasing more now than it was even 20 years ago. What do you think?
I think that is very true. Now, if I want to try and convert what you just said into a brand, I have something to go wrong. Or I can build an image with my customers and my suppliers and my people that says, when you come here, you'll get taken care of. That's it. Simple message. When you come here, we'll take care of you. You'll get taken care of. When people walk in the door, give them the sense, you'll be taken care of. When you handle something with an invoice, you'll be taken care of. So give them a sense before anything ever goes wrong, that if something ever were to go wrong, you'll be taken care of.
Well, so what that means is, you know, I've used this example before. Decades ago, I worked for Sears. Norton Gold Leaf said, satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. And they live that. They believe that. Well, the store manager told me, he said, whatever you can get from the customer with happy, do it. Because when they get to me, I'm going to give them whatever they want. And so if you're a small business, you know, and you got a complaint, somebody's got if your brand is transactional, then you're going to try to get by as little as possible. But if your brand is thinking, if your brand is about the relationship, if it's about authentic relationships, you're going to say, thank you for bringing this to our attention, ma'am. What would it take to make you happy?
And that's how you would run your business. No question about it. So if I want to talk about how to build a brand as a small business, I think I can go two ways. One way is to do the Madison Avenue way, which is spend a lot of time and money on building a corporate image for a small company. And that's fine. I think what I'd rather have happen if I was looking from a customer's perspective is for any vendor I have to sit down and say, okay, what do I do when somebody walks in the door of my business, what do I want them to feel about my business and about me? Okay, now, make the reality all the way through. Let me give you an example of something that didn't work. I take my car to this dealer where I bought it from every now and then, and they do a tremendously wonderful job of making me feel good at the service writer, you know, the gal that takes in the car, at that level. That person works really hard. But every time, technicians screw up. So I have the sense that this dealer is really good at customer interface, and they don't care about what happens to my car.
Parts not is lacking.
Right. So do they really care? I don't think so. And what's the image they want to present? Superficial. Value is get the car in and out. That's how it's going to be. Get the car in and out without worrying about whether it gets fixed or not. Get the car in and out by taking care of the glossy, superficial. Now, we don't need to be that way. We're not going to stay in business if we are that way. What we need to do is say, okay, what we care about is our customer. That, for instance, we will take care of them. So everything we do is focused around, when you come here, we'll take care of you. Whatever needs to happen, a way to make it happen if we possibly can. We'll take care of you. Once you make up a really simple idea on paper, you want your customers to think about you. That then becomes your brand. You don't need to spend a lot of money doing that. You need to spend some time in honesty with yourself.
Devoted to that.
All you need to do is say, gee, that's what I'm good at. That's what I want people to see. I'm going to go there.
And be devoted to that. Folks, that's the lesson right there. Good job, as always.
Thank you.
Thanks
Thank
for being here.
Thank you very
here.
Much.
Give us the website again, please.
MEYERGRP.com, and your brand is your authenticity.
All right. Thank you, Peter. I appreciate it. Good job.
Thank you.
Peter Meyer, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I'll be back, but not today. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.